He's president whether you like it or not. Well, the establishment doesn't like him. And if you don't like the establishment, President Trump might do something you'll like. You see, Trump's been waging a different kind of war. Not against Russia, but against the corrupt political establishment that has strangled the potential of American citizens.
Working together, we will begin the urgent task of rebuilding our nation and renewing the American dream. I've spent my entire life in business looking at the untapped potential in projects and in people all over the world. That is now what I want to do for our country. Tremendous potential. I've gotten to know our country so well. Tremendous potential. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Every single American will have the opportunity to realize his or her fullest potential. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
And lest we forget, Trump's pledge to cut taxes, regulations, and piles of paperwork is what will unleash the potential of American citizens. He did it himself. I mean, the hacks in D.C. are never hurt by the laws they make. But Trump, an entrepreneur who built an empire, had to deal with those laws. It's not pay for play, it's paying for a broken system.
Here's the way government works. So the teleprompter's a bummer. It doesn't work. That means the company doing the teleprompter is in the back. That means they didn't do a good job. So I won't pay them, right? I won't pay them. And tomorrow, I'll have a story in the newspaper. Donald Trump did not pay a contractor who put up the teleprompters. Well, why should I? They don't work. And, oh, it's true. It's true.
And paying taxes to a government that's not working is bad business, too. Time to drain the swamp, not only on Capitol Hill, but on Media Hill, too. I'm talking about Jewish-owned ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, whose agenda makes journalistic integrity a farce. President Trump, they trashed you and set you up to lose, but you're in the driver's seat now. Nationalize the media, then create a bidding process that obligates bidders to criteria that ensures unbiased news, and hold their feet to the heat. Do it quick, or the media rats will be gnawing on your bones. They've already started by gainsaying all your proposals. President Trump, as Orthodox Christians, we're praying for you. It's in our blood. We'll admonish you, but we won't drag you through the mud.